Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. On Monday, we saw a lot of money being thrown around, a lot of zeros mentioned, a lot of dollar signs. The free agency frenzy truly living up to its name on Monday. Now, of course, we should remind you these deals won't become official until tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. That, of course, will be the first day of the new league year. Now, one squad who saw all the day one headlines, the Patriots, were coming off a disappointing 2020 season. They finished 7-9, their worst record since Bill Belichick's first season in New England back in 2000. They hope these particular moves get them back to the playoffs. The Pats, agreeing to terms with two players, edge rusher Matthew Judon and tight end Jonnu Smith, on deals each worth at least $50 million. They're also hoping signing receiver Nelson Agholor, formerly of the Raiders, will boost production from the wideout position. The Super Bowl champion Bucks were busy as well, bringing back two key pieces of their squad, agreeing to a four-year, $72 million contract with pass rusher Shaq Barrett. Now, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the base value is $17 million per year with escalators that can get him to $18 million per based on 15 sacks and making the playoffs, according to a source. They plan on keeping Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady very happy as well by re-signing his buddy Rob Gronkowski to a one-year deal worth up to $10 million, according to his agent Drew Rosenhaus. The AFC champion Chiefs have agreed to terms on an $80 million deal with ex-Patriots All-Pro guard Joe Tooney. The two-time Super Bowl champion has started all 80 possible career games for New England. The Titans are adding ex-Steelers linebacker Bud Dupree. According to Ian, it's a five-year deal worth up to $85 million with $35 million guaranteed. The Bengals securing the services of Saints All-Pro pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. It's a four-year deal worth $60 million. He's coming up a career season, racking up 13.5 sacks for New Orleans. And speaking of the Saints, they agreed to a one-year deal with quarterback Jameis Winston. The contract calls for a base value of $5.5 million and the ability to earn more dough through incentives. In his last season as a starter during the 2019 season with the Bucs, Winston led the NFL in passing yards with a little over 5,100, but also threw the most interceptions that year with 30. As for the man he hopes to replace, Drew Brees, made an appearance on NBC's The Today Show to discuss his new life now as a former NFL player.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser focused on staying in the moment each and every day, enjoying the moment, enjoying the preparation, enjoying the grind, enjoying the celebrations with my teammates. Just knowing that at some point I will retire and move on to the next chapter, and I want to be able to look back with incredible memories and knowing that I gave it my absolute best.
Yes, you did, Drew. Yes, you did. To see who your favorite team signed, be sure to check out NFL.com. Oh, and for the latest news and insights, be sure to watch Free Agency Frenzy only on NFL Network starting at 11 Eastern. But before that, you can get all the free agency news in a special 4-hour edition of Good Morning Football. That's right, I said 4 hours, from 7 to 11 Eastern. Again, that's my gift to you. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.